Here's another sign of change in the music industry. We heard yesterday about Radiohead's album release by internet. Well, today we can tell you that Madonna is reportedly leaving Warner Records to sign an unprecedented agreement with the concert promoters Live Nation. That move signals a shift in the industry toward deals that bring albums and live concerts and merchandising all under one roof. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Rumors about Madonna's move have been floating about for weeks now. The 49-year-old is widely acknowledged to be the world's highest-selling female singer. Forbes magazine estimates her worth at $325 million, which, financially speaking, puts her in company with media mogul Oprah Winfrey, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, and domestic diva Martha Stewart. The reported Live Nation agreement might move Madonna further up in the Forbes ranks by this time next year, since the Wall Street Journal says the 10-year deal will pay her $120 million in cash and stocks. In return, the material girl allows Live Music to sell not only her concerts, but three studio albums, and it's estimated she'll be paid $50 to $60 million for each of those in advance, and will be paid another general advance of $17.5 million. Bob Lefsetz is a music industry analyst whose Lefsetz letter is closely watched inside the industry. He says fierce competition drove Live Nation to pay so much for Madonna.
Now there are really just a couple of major touring companies. They are fighting over arena-level acts. That's why the number is so big.
Live Nation's tickets can be expensive, but, Lefsetz says, its CEO, Michael Rapino, is betting that this won't be a barrier for his clients.
His people who go to the concerts, and Live Nation is by far the largest shareholder in this sphere, go barely over one time a year. So they'll save their money to pay $150, $250 to see Madonna.
And they'll often bring the kids, who these days can be anywhere between 10 to 30. Given the interest in seeing her ever-changing onstage persona, Madonna could turn into a senior rock staple like another group that's done well with Live Nation.
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Grigsby Bates, NPR News.